Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Man has cometh. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy, my friend, my partner, Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us. It is Monday, April the 15th. Do you know where your taxes are? Income tax deadline day, of course. Did you mail in your form? Even if you don't pay taxes, I guess you're supposed to mail them in. Anyway, we got a lot going on. Boy, oh boy. In a few minutes, Ben Lieberman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute will be here. We are going to talk with him about the Biden administration's climate agenda, what they want to do with green energy. Will this create major headaches for homeowners? Ben thinks it will, and we will discuss it with him in just a few minutes. And the first of several trials with Donald Trump as defendant starts today in New York, the hush money trial. We are going to discuss the nuances, and will it make him a stronger or a weaker presidential candidate? Stay tuned for that as well. And, of course, the world braces for Israel's response to the Iran missile and drone attack. Question, are we on the brink of a huge war in the Mideast? We're going to talk about that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, on Friday, we gave you the top 10 states with the highest inflation rates. Today, we're going to give you the top 10 countries with the lowest inflation rates. Stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. By the way, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. For the best haircut in Tampa Bay, I have never found a better location than in Dunedin, Andrew's Master Barbershop. They are located in the Overcash Plaza on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. They're open Tuesdays through Saturday. Call for your appointment, please. 727-733-3773. And Freedom Works, also sponsored by ArborLife Tree Service. If it has anything to do with trees on your property, whether it's your business or your private home area, it's ArborLife Tree Service for tree enhancement, tree removal, stump grinding, anything to do with trees. They are Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call them today for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So here we go. I'm looking here at the screen, Ed, and I see that the Donald Trump trial is beginning in New York City. I bet the liberals are all just drooling excitement about it.
They've been warming up for it all weekend. You know, what was it? Friday, the missile started flying, and I was tuned into it. And of course, I like to check and see whatever. Of course, MSNBC, DNC, whatever they're called, was worried about whether Trump was going to be able to make his trial. And all the court proceedings, is he going to be able to get back on the road and do, you know, his politics and whatnot, and how this is going to affect the voters if he's convicted? You know what? It just proves you didn't once ask if he was guilty of anything. You just wanted to know if it would keep him out of the race, blah 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 blah, and if the voters were going to. It was going to affect their vote if he's found guilty of this. Let me tell you something. if he's found guilty of this stupid thing that they've jerked up out of the blue for a technicality or whatever, if the man put his hands on a woman, different story. I might have voted a different way. But we know what they're doing. So, no, to answer your question, MSNBC, no, it doesn't affect anything. Go away.
I think he's going to be actually gaining on this one, and I don't think it's going to... You've got... The fix is in. It's in New York's Manhattan borough. 9 out of 10 people are Democrats. They're going to have 9 out of 10 at least on the jury. They're actually selecting the jury today.
You don't hear one person say, is the man guilty of, and what a heinous crime he's done. It's whether they can just keep him off the political trail.
Of course it is.
That's all.
I was listening to C-SPAN, and of course they're running with that this morning. They're all excited about talking about the Trump hush money trial. And somebody got on there and really said, you know, if you don't really believe that this is nothing but politics, let me ask you a question. If Trump was not running for president, would all of these different cases, these court cases against him, be going on? Everybody knows they would not be going on.
No, because it
would
be a waste of money.
It's political.
It would be a waste of money.
It's a waste of money. It's all political. Everybody that has a brain can realize that look, I think he did pay money to Stormy Daniels. And you know what? The underlying crime is not a crime. You can pay somebody money. You can pay somebody money.
I don't understand something, Paul. You have to explain it to me.
What?
Isn't it wrong to extort money from somebody?
Of course it is.
Well, where's the little wench? Why isn't she in the jail?
I know.
Where is she at?
I'm going to be interested when she takes the stand. And she's been claiming that she didn't want to become a big publicity thing. But yet, didn't she put out all kinds of media stuff and a book or something? I don't know.
She's been
all over the place.
You know who she's good friends with? Our old friends Paul and Tracy in the morning.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. They see her, not on a regular basis,
no
but
kidding.
When she's in town, she stops by.
No kidding.
I said, call me, would you?
You know, I, Paul and Tracy, I want to say a big hello to them. I hope that they're listening.
They do listen. They do.
I love them. Yeah. They are two of the nicest people I have ever met to do a radio show here. I mean that. They are. We love you, Paul and Tracy. Stop by sometime. Love to have you on the show. All right. So I guess while all of this is going on, we got the... we're going to be talking a good deal of the program today about the repercussions of this missile and drone attack by Iran. Question: will Israel launch a multi-missile attack?
And should they?
And should they? And should Biden, who says our defense of Israel is ironclad, and yet we're not going to back you if you decide to launch a retaliatory strike against Iran, we will not back you. Did you hear him say that?
No, sure.
So what does the word ironclad mean then? If they're
only if.
Only if. If you do what we say.
Only if.
If you do what we say, then our agreement with you is ironclad.
Of course, Iran looks like a fool when 99% of the missiles were either shot down or 50% of them didn't get off the pad.
Thank God they were.
Now, is that a legitimate question as to whether you retaliate? Now, if those bombs connected and destroyed half of Israel
or Tel Aviv
or whatever, and then everybody then would be saying, "Go get them."
You know what?
But now the fact that it hit nothing but air.
Do you think that Iran knew that most of their missiles and drones would be knocked down?
I wonder.
They did this as a... Now we've done it, and now we're not going to do anything further. Maybe they don't want to do anything, and they were glad that these missiles didn't really hit the targets.
They pulled an Obama and telegraphed it, said...
They did telegraph it.
We're sending them up now.
Yeah.
In about 45 minutes, you'll see a light in the sky. That's them.
Yeah.
You might want to shoot those down.
We got a bullseye on our... We have a bullseye on the target. Just go ahead and hit the bullseye.
I never heard of a plan to where you inform the enemy and warn them that the stuff is coming.
And they did. So that's why I wonder what's going on here. It's all a big Hollywood stage play, it looks like, right now. Anyway, we are going to take our break. When we come back, Ben Lieberman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute will be here. We're going to talk with him about how the Biden administration's climate agenda may create or will create major headaches for homeowners.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Monday, tax day. Get that thing in the mail if you haven't done so already. We are delighted to have Ben Lieberman back. He is a senior fellow at the Great Competitive Enterprise Institute. He focuses on energy and the environment. And he's got a piece in Open Markets, which is a vehicle for the Competitive Enterprise Institute. It's called "The Biden Administration Once Again Puts Its Climate Agenda Above Home Affordability." Ben, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you, Ben. And this one sneaks under the radar for a lot of people, but it might be devastating for homeowners. This is a new Department of Energy plan. I believe it's the short name of it is the Blueprint. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah. The climate agenda is pervasive. And, of course, we're learning that inflation is also pervasive, and that includes inflation in the price of a home. And the two are very much related. And one of the things we're seeing is some very expensive measures designed to fight climate change that are being injected into the home building process. And this Department of Energy blueprint is a part of that. So the last thing we need is federal measures that will drive up housing prices even more, but that's what we're getting with this Department of Energy blueprint.
Yeah, absolutely. A scary scenario. It's hard enough to afford to buy a house. We talk about all of these young adults that are coming up and just don't have the money to put down with the interest rates the way they are and the affordability. And yet, the Biden administration wants to tack on these requirements for home construction, which will, of course, be passed on to the people that buy the homes. It's just making everything worse. Do they have a tin ear when it comes to what is going on economically in our country?
They don't have a tin ear. They just don't care. For example, this blueprint would require a green, climate-friendly or building material. Well, anyone in the industry knows building materials are already rising in price, are part of the reason for rising new housing costs. And now we have to have these new requirements that almost certainly require even more expensive building materials. Now, whether this stuff makes any difference for the environment hardly seems to even matter. It almost seems like it's an agenda specifically designed to raise prices, because that's the only thing that it will do successfully.
Certainly. Again, we're talking with Ben Lieberman from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's written a piece in the openmarkets.org website about the Biden administration and its climate agenda. Now, you say in your piece, Ben, that expect a lot of lobbying from manufacturers that want their pricey but supposedly greener construction materials to qualify for this burgeoning market, and expect costlier construction materials to place more upward pressure on already new home prices. So, I mean, are these manufacturers worried about these restrictions, or do they kind of play along and play the game with the administration? How does that seem to work out?
Unfortunately, there's a lot of opportunists out there who want a captive market for their more expensive but supposedly greener alternative products. We certainly see that in spades with electric vehicles and with wind and energy and solar panels. But we also see it, we'll see it with the supposedly greener building materials. I worked on the Hill. I was lobbied many times. Companies come to you. They want you to benefit their particular products by giving it a tax credit or by maybe mandating it. We see this across the board. So unfortunately, there is a lot of what we call rent-seeking or crony capitalism, where these environmental measures benefit specific companies whose products are determined to meet the new requirements. All of this is going to be bad news for the home buyers, even if it's good news for specific rent-seeking industry.
Indeed. You also say that technically the blueprint only makes recommendations, that it's supposedly not a mandate, but that there are many ways that the feds can coerce compliance. What do you mean by that?
Well, one of the things that concerns me is once the federal government makes it clear that you have to do certain things to have what they consider to be an environmentally friendly home, the next step is to make only those homes that meet those standards qualify for Federal Housing Administration loans and other incentives that the federal government provides. So there's a lot of tools that the federal government can do to make their climate measures essentially mandatory.
Yeah. On a different but related topic, electric vehicles, they seem to be going bust. I think I saw another story today about some of these former executives of Ford and GM and Chrysler coming along and talking about how the government's intrusion into the auto manufacturing is only going to screw things up even worse.
Oh, absolutely. I would say that Nash, Hudson, Packard, Studebaker, they all had more realistic business models than the major automakers over the last several years. At least those folks were trying to make the cars people wanted. These are cars that only a fraction of the new car buying public wants. They're more expensive. They don't make sense as the only vehicle in the house because of the range and the charging time issues. So you're talking about mostly wealthier multi-car households with at least one gasoline-powered vehicle to back it up. That's a limited market. They've made inroads with that market, but that's about it until there's major improvements in affordability and convenience. It really gets back to the customer is always right, and the customer, at least 80 or 90% of them, still wants a gasoline-powered vehicle to suit their needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting back to the housing situation, there's also an intrusion into what kind of appliances that the government says you can buy, or restrictions, I guess you might say, on like dishwashers, how much water can can be used to run through your dishes, or soap, or furnaces, or stoves. I mean, they were literally reaching into your house. The federal hand is reaching into your house, and I think it's scary.
Yeah, reaching into almost every room in the house. At this point, it's easier to list the appliances that aren't the subject of Biden administration regulations. Televisions seem to be off the hook, so let's be grateful for that. But
yes,
all the ones you mentioned, air conditioners, refrigerators, dishwashers, clothes washers, furnaces, water heaters, ceiling fans. All of them are subject to more expensive requirements. Again, also justified in part by climate change considerations. And you add up all these more expensive appliances throughout the home. That also adds significantly, not just to the cost of a new home, but also the cost of maintaining your existing home.
Oh, my God. Ben, my colleague Ed Davis has a comment or a question for you, if I might.
Ben, there's a saying we use is practice what you preach. And for once, I would like to get in front of some of these people that are pushing all these appliances and cars and stuff like that to see what they're driving and see what they're cooking on. Because I don't see Biden driving around in an electric car. And what was the mayor, the governor of Michigan, who was pushing to get rid of gas stoves during the holidays, was caught cooking on a gas stove. Yeah. As a commercial. But you go by these homes, the official homes, and stuff, you don't see one solar panel. The White House, I believe, had solar panels back in the 70s that Jimmy Carter put on there. Reagan gets in and gets, get those damn things off the roof, and you haven't seen one panel go back. And my point is, practice what you preach.
Well, you could ask these people, but it's hard to get a hold of them because they're always jetting off to these international climate
I forgot about the jets.
You're right about the jets.
Where they're telling us that we have to cut down on our lifestyle.
We call it the Kerry Express, Ben. It's the Kerry Express, those jets, jet traveling. Here's another one. Are these things still working, these windmill things that they got out there all over the place? You know, the ones, I guess if you take a drive down the road, you still see those things working. Are they really generating enough electricity to make them worthwhile?
They're generating enough electricity to get all of the government tax credits.
Yes.
You almost get to the point where you think that these companies aren't really in the energy business. They're in the government handouts business. That's the stream of revenue that keeps them going. So without that, yeah, those windmills would shut down. And you raise a good point about end-of-life issues. You know, what happens when these windmills no longer work? Who pays for all the cleanup, which is a substantial undertaking? So there's a lot that hasn't been thought through. One of the things we'll see with electric vehicles is end-of-life issues there. Replacing the battery in EV, this is the most expensive replacement part in all of automotive history. Most of the EVs on the road are relatively new, but in a few more years, we'll start to see just how long these batteries really do last and how expensive it is to replace them. So there's a lot of things that have not been thought through when it comes to the economics of alternative energy.
Yeah, and it's not like people don't want to see these evolutions. And they don't want to see electric vehicles or solar-powered electricity or whatever else. I mean, God love them. We want to see it. But to have the heavy hand of government intrude and try to force something that isn't yet quite ready, you know? Anyway, Ben Lieberman, always a pleasure. Thank you so very much for coming on. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to the next time we talk.
Yeah, great to talk to you. Anytime.
Thanks, Ben. All right, Ben Lieberman of CEI. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we'll talk more about both the Iran-Israeli situation and the Donald Trump hush money trial. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
On a Monday, and delighted to have both of the Ceraci brothers, God love them, joining us. Andrew Ceraci, the master barber, and our eye in the northern sky, Angelo Ceraci, is with us already. Let me start with Angelo. Angelo, not a little bit down the road from you in New York City, Donald Trump's hush money trial has started. Do you have any thoughts about it?
Yeah, it's been on the news. I guess it's supposed to start today, selection of jury.
Yeah. Yep, they're going to select the jury members. Do you think he's going to get a fair shake in Manhattan?
No. No, New York City's always been Democratic. It's not. Upstate New York has been Republican, and downstate has always been, New York City has always been Democratic.
Yeah, Trump tried for a change of venue. I think he wanted to take it to another borough.
He should have. He should have taken it to another state.
Or another state, where he thought he might get at least a little bit more of a sprinkling of... Republican type of people, but not so much in Manhattan.
No way.
Andrew, what do you think? You want to talk about the hush money trial, or you got something else on your mind?
Well, the hush money trial, everybody knows that's a joke, and like you said earlier, I think it's doing nothing but make Trump stronger than it could be. It's going to backfire on him like they've never seen. And didn't they try to get that trial moved to another borough or
yes.
Another state? They said no.
That's correct. They were trying to move it to one of the other boroughs. I'm trying to remember. There's one there. Maybe one of you can tell me that's more Republican.
That judge is a corrupt judge anyway.
Oh, there you go. So if this is the first of four trials, now he's got two that have to do with voting irregularities. And he's got one other trial here. I'm trying to find, the classified documents trial. So those are going to come up down the road. But it's just absolutely amazing. I think, I mentioned this earlier on the show. I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and of course, they were drooling about talking about the Trump hush money trial, but somebody called in and they said, absolutely, if Trump was not running for president, there would no way be this trial would not be going on. And he asked the host of the show, he said, "Do you really think that if Trump was not running for president, that this hush money trial would be going on?" And he kind of stuttered and stammered to try to answer him. But I think everybody knows that the fix is in on this one.
Well, they're trying to find anything they can to put him in jail, to convict him so that he can't run.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been the ploy of the Democratic Party since the day he's been president. They tried to tarnish him while he was in office and everything else.
It's too bad it's not being televised, or maybe it's good that it's not being televised.
Well, I was watching the History Channel last night about Adolf Hitler. And when he came to power in 1933... when he was voted in by the German people, this guy was doing the same thing that the Democrats have been doing with Trump against their political enemies and everything else.
Yeah, he was obviously trying to get rid of them.
Well, he did. He was doing all the stuff with all these trials against all these political enemies of his, and the Democrats have done the same thing. You can see the MO of the Democratic Party with 91 indictments. Come on.
Yeah.
They're trying to get one of these indictments to land on him.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
Andrew, if I were Donald Trump, and I have all this money, and I have a beautiful place in Palm Beach, why the hell should I run for president?
Well, Paul, I say the same thing, because if I had his money, you know, I wouldn't be. But he's doing it for one reason, buddy. He loves the country. And he doesn't take any money for doing it. He's sincere about what's going on, and he's for the American people. It's like I told you, I believe the man up above has got his right hand on his shoulder.
He's the most interesting man in politics. He has captured the attention of more people than I think anybody in the history in our lifetime.
Because he's not a politician, that's why.
Yeah, that's partly it.
Mm.
He's just sort of an outsider that made a lot of money in the business world. And let's face it, he made a lot of enemies. If you're a wealthy businessman, whether it's a Rockefeller or a Ford or you name it, you know, down through history, you make a lot of enemies.
You know,
Thomas Edison made all kinds of enemies, while he was making all of these things that were great for the country. And now you got Donald Trump, and it's always a goodly portion of it is they are jealous of the guy.
No question about it.
Well, they're afraid because he calls it a movement. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a movement, and I think these people are afraid that he's going to change the country around. He's exposing the Democratic Party. He's exposing all these corrupt judges, how corrupt New York State and California is. I mean, they look how corrupt they are.
Yeah.
Especially New York, especially the state of New York. It's probably the most corrupt state in the country. Corrupt judges, a corrupt attorney general. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The one-party system has made it so corrupt.
Let me turn our attention for a minute to the Israeli-Iran situation and the U.S. position. Let me ask you first, Andrew, how do you feel about the way Biden is responding to, he called it an ironclad agreement that he has with Israel. However, if Israel retaliates against all those missiles and drones that were fired off, if Israel retaliates, apparently he says the United States will not back Israel on that.
Well, we all know he's an idiot, number one. Number two, what I think happened this weekend was Iran wanted to try to see what they were capable of doing, and they realized that they were able to shoot down 99% of what they sent to them. That was the best that they had.
Mm-hmm.
What makes me feel really good about this is my tax money is funding both sides of this war.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
You know,
about
that makes me feel real good.
That's right. We sent suitcases, loads of suitcases of money over to Iran at some point. Help them buy the missiles that they've been using to fire off.
But that's to help the people with food and medications,
yeah, right,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
Hey, the 99% that got shot down, there was, however, one bottle rocket that did make it over.
You know, before you guys came on, Ed and I were talking a little bit about whether or not this whole thing was almost a charade. Iran publicized the fact that they were sending these drones and missiles over. They made sure everybody knew. Everybody knew. And do you think that they knew that these things would be shot down, basically, and that they just wanted to do this sort of a perfunctory retaliation for Israel's killing of one of their henchmen?
Exactly. There's no question about it.
Well,
that's why they said we're not going to do no more.
Yeah, exactly. They said, that's it. We consider the matter closed. If Israel, you a matter closed. But here's the thing that bothered me, we didn't touch on. Now, I'm sorry, but when our major ally is being barraged with missiles, that's when the President of the United States comes on the air and tells people, or makes a statement, at least makes a statement, and says, we're behind Israel. If they need help, we are here for to help them. They were hiding Biden. They made sure he was nowhere near camera.
I haven't seen Biden since this thing
occurred. And I got to tell you, you got to remember George Bush. And I know it's not exactly the same with 9/11, but when they were flying him around the country for security reasons, he came out and said, listen, America needs to see their dang president, and I need to get on the air. So, to me, I think any other president would have been on Saturday night and said, listen, we're behind Israel. Whatever happens here, we've got their back.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's made himself scarce, as usual.
He's on vacation. He's in Delaware.
Well, he's back now.
No, they actually forced him back to the White House, although I think he was asking them on the flight back, why am I going back to the White House now?
Yeah, there's a... I don't know. Andrew, you've probably seen that meme on there where they had that... They show somebody walking Biden into the White House, and they get that song, Visiting Angels.
That was beautiful.
But you know what?
The White House into a nursing home.
Yeah.
I'd attack Iran. You know, you send missiles into my country, you know. Well,
let me ask the two of them. Is there a difference because the missiles hit absolutely nothing? Or would we be feeling different today if it knocked out half of Israel?
Well, that's right.
You know, the thing is, that's exactly if you're going to fight a war, you fight it to win. Not like we did in Vietnam. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but let me ask you something. Let's be honest. It's easy to sit back and say this is what we should or should not do if the attack occurred. What would you guys suggest should be done? Should the United States enter the war and help launch missiles towards Iran? Should Israel launch missiles into Iran? Should Israel just sit back and say, okay, we knocked 99% of the missiles that came in, and the other ones that landed didn't do any harm. You know, Tel Aviv is still standing. So we're going to swallow hard, and we're going to let this thing peacefully dissolve. What do you guys say to that? What do you say, Angelo? What would you say to that?
I would say fight it out. That's it. Go take them out, and then you don't have to worry about them
anymore. Take them out? In other words, destroy the country?
Make it a parking lot.
If you did that, here's the scenario. If you decided to make it a parking lot, do you think that China or Russia might become involved?
I don't think so. They haven't become involved now. Right? They haven't made a move at all.
Well, yeah, but we haven't dissolved Iran.
Well, I mean, why would China get involved? Or why would Russia get involved?
You don't think there's a fear of that? What do you think, Andrew?
Well, I can tell you this. If I was the president, I would get Israel and I would supply them with some missiles to knock out all their oil refineries and oil wells, number one. That would be the first thing I would do, because you get rid of the money, they can't do nothing. Then you got to stop Biden, quit sending them money. And then I would also take out their nuclear labs where they're trying to develop.
Where they're developing a nuclear warhead.
That's right. Get rid of that and get rid of their oil. They got no money.
I would think that Israel is contemplating doing what you said in part, and that is taking out their nuclear capability before it's completely ready. Because once these guys, these people in Iran get a nuclear weapon up and running, how long are they going to sit there with it before they decide to use it?
I mean, the thing is, you gotta eliminate the problem right now, and the problem is Iran. You have to eliminate it.
No, by taking out the oil wells, you did.
Well, yeah, I guess you could do that.
I think the oil well idea is a good idea too. But of course, that'll jack up the price of oil. In fact, that's interesting.
Well, that would force us to drill, Paul.
Uh-huh.
Here's that would force us to drill.
We can't drill right now because Biden just upped all the leases far as the lease amounts and whatnot.
Hey, guys, listen to this. Oil prices are expected to rise today following Iran's attack, though the degree of the rise may depend on possible escalation. According to an analysis, the market reaction to this conflict could be fierce and painful. So prices are probably, just on the fear of what may occur, are going to go up again, don't you think?
Well, the prices will go up, and then Biden's going to use that for his green energy thing again. And that's all he's doing.
That's what he's going to do.
Don't worry about that. Listen, if the prices go up, we'll just tap into our reserves. Oh, wait, we can.
We ain't got it.
Never mind. I'm out.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, here's what I would do with that whole thing with Israel and Iran shooting the missiles. I'd be real smart-ass about it. I would have my people get together about 300 to 400 white sheets and sew them all together and then paint a big red bullseye and then put it across somewhere in a big field and say, Iran, let me give you some help.
You know what I would do?
What?
I'd tell you what I would do. I would get about 10 of those big C-5A Galaxy transporter planes, and I would get all the little piglets I could.
Wait.
I'd put parachutes on those little piglets, and I'd just drop them all over Iran and the Middle East, man.
I got it.
Turmoil and go crazy.
Exactly. You're trying to drive them crazy. That's your method of winning.
I got it. A Netanyahu calls Donald Trump, ask him to park his plane at their airport.
Yeah.
And bring the
Corvette. That will shut everything down.
And bring the Corvette.
What?
Hey, listen, guys, let me ask you in parting here. Have you paid your taxes? Today's April the 15th. Did you get your tax form in the mail?
I'm all set, man. Yeah. I told you, I feel good that I'm supporting both of these countries.
All right. All right, guys. It's always a pleasure to have both of you on. Not only do I learn something, I get a little chuckle out of it.
The Piglet Brigade. Remember that one.
Okay, guys.
Just pound the hell out of them. That's all.
All right. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Be good.
All right. Be good.
I see that when you get a chance to say, you know, New York lost another police officer yesterday.
No kidding.
To gun violence. You notice how... Yeah. You notice how the Democrats bring up gun violence when it's people shooting other people or whatever, but when a cop gets killed by guns, you don't hear anything about gun violence.
No, you hear very little.
No.
Very little. All right, let's take our final break, and when we come back, among other things, the top 10 countries with the lowest rate of inflation.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Work. We thank you so very much for staying along with us. By the way, we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, on the wonderful, great Tantalk Radio Network, and we always appreciate your presence. However, we know you got things to do, so therefore, thanks to Big Ed, all you've got to do to listen to one of our programs at any time is go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, click on the podcast button at the top. Ed's got all our shows, most recent show at the front, And you'll be able to listen to the show at your leisure. You will know who the guest is. You will know what the topic with the guest is that's listed there. You will know what our top 10 is. OurFreedomWorks.com. Ed, you'll be interested in this. Did you know that Nikki Haley has landed a new job? Nikki Haley.
Well, she fell off the planet there.
She did for a little bit. She's back. Of course, she was the final rival to former President Trump in the Republican nomination for president. She has, and she was a former ambassador to the UN. She has landed a job with the Hudson Institute. It's a leading conservative think tank. It's known for focusing on international affairs and national security. This is the president of the Hudson Institute. He says, Nikki is a proven effective leader on both foreign and domestic policy. In an era of worldwide political upheaval, she has remained a steadfast defender of freedom and an effective advocate for American security and prosperity. So at least she's getting a paycheck. I imagine she'll be popping up on these different talk shows, you know.
Well, I hope not. As long as she's got a place where she can go and talk and pay her bills and I don't have to see her here, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Did she finally, I can't even remember this. This is sincerely a question. Did she finally say she's supporting me?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think she has said anything about that yet.
I think she said she'll get back to us on it.
Okay. Very interesting. Mm. Caitlin Clark, she's a phenomenon now when it comes to sports. Maybe at this point, the most well-known figure currently playing any sport is Caitlin Clark. She popped up on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Apparently they, you know, when they do, there's a newscaster thing. Mm-hmm. They've been doing that one for years, and she was on there sitting next to the newscaster and bantering back and forth with
him. I think the WNBA draft is tonight, and believe it or not, I'm going to catch a few minutes of it.
Yeah. Is she going to be the number one pick?
Well, that's what I want to see.
I would suspect, and
I want to see the reaction of the whatever the girl that got all pissy with her, the LSU girl from LSU. I don't remember her name.
I know who you're talking about. You know, I don't remember her name either. You know what's interesting?
Isn't that funny? That's how it goes. We remember Caitlin Clark's name, but we don't remember her name.
Do you think, and I hate to bring this up because she seems like such an unbelievably, what's the word, nice woman, you know, and she's not a big... She doesn't seem to foist it on you. You know what I mean? Mm. Anyway, I can't think of the term. But do you think because she is white and so good at playing that she's going to... is there going to be any racial overtones if she's selected number one?
Well, there
one?
Already
That's
is.
What I'm going to ask
are,
you.
There already is. There are from women that are in the sport. That are black.
Really?
She's being
so there's some jealousy.
It's always going to be that way. It's always going to be that way.
I suspect it's always, so.
Meanwhile, they're making millions. You know, that's okay. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Nobody says anything about Tiger Woods making $400 trillion or Michael Jordan making $400 trillion because they earned it.
Yep.
Well, just give it to her because she earned it, right? You don't hear her going out and get out of that. Excuse me. She didn't try to go to Moscow with a bag full of weed and then get arrested and then demand that she be released because it's racist.
She seems very down to earth. You know, she's from Iowa where she played. Yeah. And you know what? She just almost looks like an Iowa farm girl.
The Indiana franchise is in WNBA, she's projected to be the number one pick.
That's corn country, too.
And she won't have to go far.
No, she won't. All right. What was the other thing I was going to ask you? Oh, yes, you just brought it up. The Masters. Now, the Masters I didn't watch it. I couldn't tell you the name of the gentleman that won.
I was with somebody yesterday that forced me to watch it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you recall who
won? You know how hard it is to act like you're actually interested in golf?
I can't. I find it to be... I mean, I guess if there was a playoff for one hole, I might watch it.
It's like people with NASCAR. You know, I watch it, you know, and the gun goes off and then or whatever, and they start driving one lap around, and their favorite driver makes a move, and they start hooting and hollering and high-fiving. I'm like, guys, there are 499 laps to go.
Yeah, sit back and relax. Enjoy.
So I don't get the golf thing. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Tiger Woods did play in it, right?
I only say this because I was forced to watch yesterday. Yes, he did play, but he had to bow out because he was so far behind.
Oh, he did. Okay, yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. All right, fair enough. Time for our top 10, Ed, if you don't mind moving over to the drums. This comes from Insider Monkey. It's the top 10 countries with the lowest inflation rate as of January of this year. So without further ado, here we go. Number 10. Ed had dropped one of his sticks on the floor, so he had to pick it up.
Monday.
Not a problem. Number 10 is Cape Verde. Do you know where that is? It's in West Africa, in an archipelago. It's a series of islands off of the African coast.
Cape Verde. It sounds familiar. I don't know if I saw it in a movie or what, but yeah, it does sound familiar.
There might have been a movie called Cape Verde. Anyway, their inflation rate is 0.03%. That's amazingly low. But their unemployment rate is not good. It's 12.1%. So that you actually, it's a sign of poverty. All right, number 9. This is another country where I'd have to look on the map to find. It's New Caledonia. It happens to be a French territory in the South Pacific. It's kind of like an island country, all right? And their inflation rate is 0.02%. But their unemployment rate is rather high still. It's 11% there. All right, number 8. On to the Mideast, Oman. This is the southeastern coast, Arabian country. It's on the peninsula there. Their rate of inflation is 0.09%, and they actually have a very low unemployment rate. It's only 1.5%. Number 7, China. Yeah, they have low inflation in China. That's because everybody's so poor. It's 0.8%. Their unemployment rate, and I don't buy it, but it says here 5%. I think it's much worse. I wouldn't trust any numbers from China. Number 6. We go over to the Russian USSR area, Armenia. Their inflation rate, 0.85%. Their unemployment rate is 8.6%. Number 5. Thailand. Inflation rate, 1.1%. And listen to this, Ed. Unemployment is only 0.9%. Everybody works in Thailand. All right. Number 4. I think it's pronounced Benin. It's B-E-N-I-N. It's actually a West African country. Their inflation rate is not only, it's minus 1.16%. That's how low it is. And apparently they've got everybody working. There's only 1.5% unemployment there. Number 3. This is a country that I wouldn't mind visiting because I understand a lot of Americans have actually moved there to retire. Their inflation rate is, it's Costa Rica. I should have told you that. Have you heard of Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Okay. And their inflation rate's minus 1.87%, but they've got a very high unemployment rate, 11.3%. Mm. All right. Number 2, the Seychelles. And it's not Seychelles like seashells, but it could be. It's another African archipelago. It's a series of islands off of Africa. They have a unbelievably low, minus 2.02% inflation rate, and they have a very low unemployment rate of 4%. So there you go. Ed, you're never going to guess.
No, I am.
So we'll just tell you.
Go with
your favorite country.
Bidenomics.
Your favorite country, it's Afghanistan. They have no inflation rate. That's because nothing's going on. Minus 9.1%, but their unemployment rate's 14.1%. I don't think I'd want to go there for a vacation. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back on Wednesday. Pay your taxes, everybody. And remember, freedom works.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. History unfolding in New York City.